the men with strange faces. They were filled with second-hand histories and detailed lists. As I read them, I saw the author's penmanship evolve from the overcautious script of a child to the tightly packed scribbling of a young man. I finished reading the last page, looked over my shoulder to make sure I was still alone, and turned back to the first. I had to read it again, right now, before reason turned its dogs on the dangerous beliefs that were beginning to march through my mind. The little book began with these 7 absurd, fascinating words. This is the Journal of Abraham Lincoln. Rhinebeck is one of those upstate towns that time forgot. A town where family-owned shops and familiar faces line the streets, and the oldest inn in America, where, as any townie will proudly tell you, General Washington himself once laid his wigless head, still offers its comforts at reasonable prices. It's a town where people give each other homemade quilts and use wood stoves to heat their homes, and where I have witnessed, on more than one occasion, an apple pie cooling on a windowsill. The place belongs in a snow globe. Like most of Rhinebeck, the Five and Dime on East Market Street is a living piece of a dying past. Since 1946, the locals have depended on it for